Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan. Now, on the line, I have Eva Cunningham, and she is a nurse with Virgo Health. I'm getting all mixed up. Good morning, Eva. How are you?
Good morning, Michael, and thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely delighted, and me getting all tongue-tied.
That's okay. That's okay. Virgo Health, Michael.
Virgo Health. And now, what I was going to say to you, first of all, tell us, what is Virgo Health?
So Virgo Health is a new startup insurance. It's not inpatient insurance. It's kind of cashback benefits for your everyday benefits, like virtual GP. You can. I'm one of the nurses that work in the WhatsApp. So you can WhatsApp in me if there's something you're concerned about, or one of my colleagues. And then that's the virtual kind of clinic. And then in addition to that, we have very generous benefits back for if you want to see your own counsellor in person or your own physiotherapist in person, and a very wide range of different therapists. It's kind of like a solution, an outpatient solution, Michael, and our CEO, Ruth, really identified a gap in the market, and it's quite exciting to be part of something so revolutionary for people.
And I take it if listeners want to know more about Virgo Health, they can get onto your website.
That's it, Michael. They can check out virgohealth.ie, or we have an Instagram page which has some really good, useful clinical information. We kind of want to be putting out some really nice, useful information, not just for our members, but for anyone who'd like to look at our Instagram page, and that's at Virgo Health Ireland.
Now, let's get on to the issue we're going to be talking about, is tips for coping with Christmas. And it can be a very, very stressful time of the year.
It really can. And I suppose I've had the privilege of working with people across their lifespan for my nursing career of 25 years, Michael. So I suppose the patterns that I've noticed maybe in people, and also in myself and in my colleagues, would be that this time of year can be particularly difficult for people. The evenings are dark. There's huge expectations on people. We put the expectations on ourselves, but also we might feel external expectations. And I suppose, let's be honest and real here, what's going on in the world with regard to living through a pandemic causes huge uncertainty, and I think that's adding to people's difficulties and maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed, especially at this time of year.
I know myself, you know, anyone who prepares the Christmas dinner, and this is just in kind of a small way, but anyone who prepares the Christmas dinner and you have a number of people, you know, whether it be family or other guests in the house, and you maybe have 10 people to prepare dinner for,
it actually
gets on you, and you feel like, well, I'm preparing dinner, I should be just doing it, and you don't ask for help.
No, and you know, Michael, that's, you know, I'm kind of laughing at myself, but you know, I'm one of those people. I cook the dinner in my house, and my poor husband isn't even let peel the potatoes, and I've actually have to look at myself and think about it, and maybe your listeners might consider that as well. How about setting some boundaries around yourself and saying, okay, well, what do I need maybe to support me during this season, and as I need at any time of the year, but especially at the moment? And I think, you know, in Ireland, it's kind of ingrained that we're not good at asking for help or reaching out. So I suppose the first thing would be to be kind and gentle to yourself and think about what you need, Michael. So the example you gave of cooking the dinner, so, you know, a lot of us will be doing that. So think about, okay, I actually don't need to do all this. What can I ask somebody else? And actually could end up having, it could be a really nice thing to do with a family member to say, listen, we'll prepare this together. So I think, and then also giving the message to the people around you that actually, you know, you need some support around this too.
Yeah, it's the old word, that's great one in business, delegate. It's just so important don't feel that you have to do everything. Nobody's expecting you to do everything, so don't expect it of yourself. Give it some people like to do it, and particularly if you have kids or something like that. There's nothing more they love too is to do the Brussels sprouts, you know, to top and tail them and things like that.
You're right, Michael. And actually, I've 10 years experience as a public health nurse, so I would have had a lot of time around children and watching, you know, observing parenting and looking at, I'm a mother of two myself. But there's nothing more that children love than to be just involved with a task that's kind of like in a team, and it gives them their self-esteem because you're giving them courage and praise, but it's also something you can do together. And I suppose, look, that might take a bit longer, you might be quicker doing it yourself, but it's so important for children, for their self-esteem, and then you'll feel better because you feel like that you've had some quality time with your children. It could be just chopping Brussels sprouts.
Indeed, and the other important thing is, as you say, is to plan ahead.
Correct.
Whether that's, as I say, making the Christmas dinner, or if it's you're going down to see the relations, and you know you have to get all different times. We have to be back by this time or that time. But give yourself plenty of time. But a tip that I give to people for if they are preparing Christmas dinner. A lot of the veg can be prepared the night before, and all you have to do is have a big basin or something like that, and put it in water, put it in a cold spot, and they'll be fine. Particularly the likes of Brussels sprouts, they're actually better. They actually open up if you actually, you know, top and tail them and give them a little cross in the bottom and drop them in water and leave them there overnight. They'll actually be brilliant the next day.
Yeah, that's a really good tip, Michael. You're right there. You know, planning ahead, whether it's a task around dinner, but also maybe planning ahead with invitations or expectations that might be thrown your way, you know. And maybe the message that some of us need to hear at this time of year is that it's actually okay to say no if there's something that you really don't want to do, and it's going to, you know, that it's going to affect your mental health, or you might feel a bit stressed after it. It might be worth just taking a few minutes to consider saying, do I actually have to go to this place, meet this person, do this thing? Or is it something that I can actually say, set some boundaries for myself and say, do you know what, this doesn't suit me at this time, but I'd love to meet you for coffee in the new year or whatever. So I think the okay to say no piece is something that maybe might resonate with some of your listeners.
And that is so important, particularly at the moment where we have this new variant of COVID around. If you feel uncomfortable about going somewhere or meeting people or anything, don't be afraid to say, listen, sorry, just at the moment I'm a little concerned about it. Hope you don't mind, we can meet up, in, as you say, in the new year. Nobody will mind.
Yeah. No, they won't. And, you know, we're all navigating our own journey with this pandemic, and we all come with our own very unique set of circumstances. So what might suit one family and be acceptable to one family or person might necessarily will be what will suit you. So again, coming back to saying no. And I suppose maybe that kind of leads on to making a plan over, if some of us are lucky to have some time off over Christmas, think about taking some time out to do things that you enjoy. That might just mean putting on your runners and going around the block for 15-20 minutes for a walk. If you have children, bring them with you. If you have a dog, even better, you know. But trying to carve out some time to do things that you enjoy and not get caught up in the busyness of tasks. So even if it's watching a movie or taking a bath or even something like taking a nap during the day, something quite indulgent, I think, about that, Michael, at this time of year.
I tell you, you've hit the nail on the head there. That is my favourite thing to do on a Christmas Day afternoon and a Stevens's afternoon, after the meal, after everyone's fed. They go off into the front room to play board games and whatever, and I sit down in front of the TV, close my eyes and snooze away.
Isn't that lovely, Michael? And actually, that kind of brings me to this time of year. You know, our ancestors, not that long ago, Michael, this would have been a very quiet time of our lives, because we're heading towards the shortest day of the year, or longest night of the year, if you want to look at it that way. And our nervous systems are kind of, we've evolved that we should be kind of quiet and taking time to rest at this time of the year. But because our modern society is Christmas and, you know, striving, sometimes we might be ignoring signs that our body is telling us, you know, you actually need to slow down here a little bit. So, Michael, that's a really nice example that you've given me there, to say, you know, that you listen to your own needs and you say, no, I'm going to take a nap here. So that might be something that will resonate with some people.
Yeah, that's very interesting what you said there about how, you know, how things have changed. I remember one of my brothers telling me that back, I was going to say the last century, but not the last century, the century before.
Yeah.
In France, the kind of peasant farmers in central France and that, because it would get exceptionally cold in the centre of France, it would get exceptionally cold in the winter. They would basically kind of, at this time of the year, just go to bed.
Yeah.
And would only get up to eat and to use facilities, as they say. But other than that, they'd basically be in bed. And the animals basically were in a room next to them, so there was heat coming in from the animals as well. But
yeah, that's
the way it's a form of hibernation, you might say.
It is, Michael. Yeah, and look, you know, we have to be realistic. We live in it. We live in our modern society. But I think if we can keep that in the back of our mind, really, that at this time of year, we do need to prioritise our physical health, but also our mental health as well. I suppose just to move on, I think listening or having the space to talk to somebody at this time of year, if there's something bothering you, I think can be quite useful. So, you know, some people might have somebody close to them that they feel comfortable talking to, or a friend. And then there might be some of your listeners there, Michael, who say, do you know, there's nobody that I feel like that I could tell how I'm feeling. But I suppose the message I want to say is that there's always support out there. There's always somewhere that you can reach out. So if it isn't within your own community or your own family or friend circle, you know, 24/7 Samaritans, which is a fabulous organisation, you can contact them by phone at 116 123, and they give a fantastic listening service. You know, and sometimes a problem shared is a problem halved. And I know it's an old fashioned term, but I really, really believe that people just need to be heard sometimes and to have space held for them to talk about what they need.
Indeed, Eva, you're quite correct. You know, there are a load of organisations out there. The Samaritans, P8 House, Aware, the Senior Line is another one, particularly for and Alone, I know, do the same.
Yeah, just absolutely.
Pick up that, and I'll actually, what I'll do is I will put the phone, I'm going to podcast this interview, and I will put the numbers for those organisations on the podcast if anybody needs them. But it's really important that people, that, you know, that if you are feeling and you want to talk to someone, there are people there. Go and talk to them, and then for other people to sit with people. You know, if you have friends, maybe they're feeling a bit alone, or you know that they're not going to have anyone in. Go in, and if you can sit with them for an hour, don't have to say anything. Just to be there with people.
You're right, Michael. And, you know, we actually, I think, we have a loneliness epidemic at the moment in our society. We have kind of withdrawn some of us from our communities, in behind our doors, onto our screens, and people are lonely. So maybe just if your listeners, or if they're feeling that way themselves, you know, Alone are a fantastic organisation, and as a public health nurse, I would have done work with them before. They're fantastic advocacy, but also support for the people, the more elderly in our community as well. But having an awareness of people in your community, maybe that, you know, I haven't seen them out for a while, or, you know, John used to be great for stopping and having a chat, and I've noticed he's a bit down. And sometimes, you know, we're great in Ireland, we say, how are you? And then we go. But maybe asking the question the second time, no, actually, how are you really? And then you're giving somebody maybe an opportunity to talk to you.
Indeed. And I suppose what we're basically saying here is that this Christmas, don't be afraid to think of yourself, and also don't be afraid to contact somebody. If you feel like talking to someone, phone someone. There are plenty of people out there who will talk to you and are only too happy to have a chat with you and help you out.
That's it, Michael. That's a great message, I think, to leave your listeners with.
Eva, thank you very much for coming on.
And thank you, Michael. I really appreciated the chat. Take care.
All the best. Take care. And have a great Christmas.
And you too, Michael. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, there we go. That was Eva Cunningham. And she is a nurse with Virgo Health.